Let's open this time with the word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as we open your word during this time,
天父，我们在这时候打开你的话语。
I pray that your heart for the nations would become our heart.
我们但愿你为万国的心变成我们的心意。
That you would work your sovereign will in us.
你要在我们里面动用出你自己的主权。
That we would learn to sing like as is listed here in this passage.
我们愿意就像在这些经节里面所写的来欢唱。
Work in us during this time.
在这个时间在我们心里面动工。
We pray in your son's precious name.
我们靠着你的儿子宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The Psalms are essentially the hymnal of the Old Testament.
这一个诗篇是旧约圣经里面的一首。
In fact, the Psalms are not simply one hymnal.
其实这里不是仅仅一个调子。
But five individual hymnals.
这里有五个不同的。
And within these five hymnals, there are a number of both individual hymns and collections of hymns.
所以这里面有一些是一个一个的、诗歌有的是连接在一起的
Psalm 67 has an unknown author
67篇的作者我们不知道
Although because of the position where Psalm 67 is found
可是按照它被发掘的地位
It's couched between a number of other Psalms written by David Psalm 62 through 65 are all written by David.
第66篇跟68篇、65篇都是大卫写的。
Psalm 66 and 67 are not listed to any particular author.
66跟67并没有写是谁写的。
But Psalm 68, 69 and 70 are all written by David.
68篇、69篇都是大卫写的。
We know that this was supposed to be a song that was corporately sung.
我们知道这一篇诗篇是应该大家团体在一起唱。
It is written to the chief musician.
是写给这个领长的。
It's written to the song leader of the temple, of the priest of Israel.
是让这个在圣殿里以色列祭司里面的领长所写的。
And thus it was written in order to be included within the book of Psalms.
所以这就包括在诗篇里面。
It says the instruments that it's to be played on.
这里也谈到是用什么样的乐器来弹。
It says here on neginoth.
这写的是用丝弦的乐器。
And this is a word that means stringed instruments.
所以这是有丝弦的。
And then there are two other phrases here, a psalm or a song.
所以这里面有两句话谈到，或者是诗篇，或者是诗歌。
A psalm is specifically played on plucked instruments.
所以这是应该放在一个扁的乐器里面奏出来的。
Such as a guitar or a harp or a violin being played pizzicato.
或者是用这个小提琴，或者是用那个扁的乐器。
It says that it's a song.
这里说是一首歌。
Which focuses on the text that here is to be sung. And so this is a divinely inspired hymn for Israel. And I find it interesting that it never actually lists Israel here by name. It is a song that is written to and about Israel.The nations.
这是写给也有关一个国家。
And here we can substitute the term nations with the term Gentiles.
我们这里可以把这里所说的万国改成外邦人。
This is a song in the Hebrew hymnal for non-Jewish people.
所以这是一个用希伯来文所为不是犹太人所写的。
It is, in fact, for us.
实际上就是为我们所写的。
And so here the psalm by nature is a prayer. And part of the prayer is requesting how do we receive the blessing of God. Now the Hebrew text here, it's written in a way here that's slightly ambiguous. It could be stating that God will be merciful to us, or it could be a request, a prayer, may God be merciful unto us. And I would see this entire psalm as a prayer, as a request unto God. And in the bulletin, I've actually laid out the structure of the verse for you, the psalm for you. There are a few interesting structural elements here in the psalm. Verses 3 and 5 are a repeated refrain. On the outside, you have two separate verses. These verses begin with a prayerful request and end with a personal resolution. And thus, the center, the most important part of the psalm, is found coupled between the refrain. It is verse 4. There are two other structural markers. Between verses 1 and 2, and verses 4 and 5, we have this word Selah, which is possibly a musical term, which means to pause, to be at rest, to hold, and think about what was previously sung in the previous verse. So we begin this passage by looking at a prayerful request. The scripture says, God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. This verse is reminiscent of the high priestly blessing of Numbers chapter 6. Look quickly at Numbers chapter 6, verses 23 through 27. Numbers 6, 22 through 27. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift His countenance unto thee and give thee peace. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Within the pages of the Old Testament, blessings can only come from the greater being to the lesser being. It is God who gives His blessing upon His people. It is the Father who gives the blessings unto the Son. And so in this case, we have a blessing being requested from God to man. And the statement is given in verse 1, God be merciful unto us. Quite literally, this term mercy means to show grace or to show favor. And it points our minds back to Genesis chapter 6. Where mankind was absolutely, totally wicked. And as verse 5 states, that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And so on this earth, every man that was known to be evil. Except if you look down in verse 8, we have an exception to this fact.
It
says that Noah found grace or mercy or favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and he walked with God. So Noah finds grace, finds favor in the eyes of God, which is exactly what the psalmist is praying for in Psalm
67,
verse 1. So here there's a request, a plea for the mercy of God upon the person. So the psalmist says, stop and think about that. Think about what it takes for God to show mercy on a sinner. Think about what it takes for God to bless a person who has spent his entire life cursing God. Think about what it takes for a man to have the kind of person he is that God would shine his face upon him. It takes something that man cannot have in and of himself. As we saw in Genesis 6, it says that Noah was a righteous man. And so it takes righteousness, something that man cannot have and cannot earn in and of himself, to receive this mercy from God. And so verse 2 gives us this very reasoning of why God should be merciful unto us. It says that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. What this verse is saying here in verse 2, there are two things that should be known upon the earth because of God's blessing. Number one is the way. And when you see this term way in the Bible, it's usually in reference to how a person is living their life. So the way that they function, or that what we would say their mode of operation. So it's the natural way that God desires to work is to bless and to be merciful to man. And He does it to display His salvation among the nations. And I'll have you note here in the Old Testament that this is not limited to Jewish people. The salvation of God in the Old Testament is not simply for the children of Abraham. It's for people living in the United States of America. It's for people in China. For the Japanese. For those in South America. For those in Africa. For those in the far reaches across Asia. For those living in the Muslim world. That the prayer and the request is for God's mercy among the nations. And so we can say with Paul in Romans 9 that God has mercy upon whom He has mercy, and He has compassion upon whom He has compassion. I'll have you note that verse 1 here is a request. It's a plea for God, begging to have mercy upon us. Does this mean that it's possible for God to not show mercy upon us? As he says in verse 3, let the nations praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Note that the request is that the people here would be praising to God. Did you ever realize that we have to ask God permission to praise Him? Why do you think we would need permission to offer praise to God? Within business and marketing, there's a term that's popularly used called branding. And we'll use, for example, Little Caesar's Pizza as a brand. Did you know that you can legally own your own Little Caesar's store? If you have enough money, you can invest it and open your own pizza restaurant. And so you pay Little Caesars a fee to use their name. And so by paying to use their name, and you are agreeing to practice according to the confines of their business. You are selling their product. You are selling their product at their standard. You are not only selling the product at their standard, you are selling the product at their prices. And so although you are the owner of it, you are the one who has made the investment. You are using their brand, you are using their franchise in order to build their profits. It is much the same way with Christian worship. When we come to God, we do not come to God carrying our own means in our own way. When you come to God on His terms. You worship God as God would have you to worship Him. And thus we are bound by the dictates of the Holy Scriptures of God. And how we ought to worship. What if you were to open a Little Caesars? And instead of selling pizza, you started selling hamburgers. And French fries. What would Little Caesars do? They would sue you for trademark infringement. And not being true to the brand that you promised to be true to in the contract. And so I ask, should we come to God? And should we step apart from what Christianity is and what God wants Christian worship to be? And so we ask permission, let the people praise you, O God, let them praise you. To praise God in the proper manner. With the proper elements. With the proper heart. And we can also see here God's sovereignty. That the nations and the people will not praise God unless God acts by His sovereign hand. Look over quickly in 1 Chronicles. Chapter 16. It's a prayer that's given by David. And it's a song, another song that David had written. Look what he says in verse
35.
After giving thanks to God in verse 34, he says, "And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together, deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise."
说完34节以后,大卫说,神啊,求你救我们,聚集我们,使我们脱离外邦,我们好称赞你的圣灵,以赞美你为夸胜。
What does it take for man to come to God and to worship God?
一个人要怎么样做能够到神面前来崇拜神呢?
It takes God coming and displaying His mighty way of salvation to His people. It takes God imputing the righteousness of His Son onto the accounts of His sinful people. And thus, by His salvation, He allows the people to praise Him. And so verse 4 is this proclamation. Based on the salvation that God has given. And directly related to the praise from the people. Verse 4 says, "Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth." And here in verse 4, we have pointing to a time where God will rule on the earth in a visible manner. Where God is judging the people equally with the equality of a judge. Where He is guiding and leading and ruling the nations of the earth. our earth is not really ruled in a peaceful manner at the moment. We have this organization called the United Nations. And the United Nations has done very little in terms of good upon this earth. The current debate deals directly with Israel and with Palestine. Where Palestine went before the people of the United Nations. And they demand to be recognized as a nation, even though Israel will not recognize them as a nation. And Palestine desires to see themselves recognized as a nation and to see Israel wiped off the map. This is not a world that is governed equally. This is not a world that is currently ruled by the hand of God visibly on this earth. But there's coming a day where it will be. Where Christ himself will rule on the throne. And this really is our ultimate cause for rejoicing. That our salvation is not only spiritual, not only did Christ die for our sins, but it's also physical and visible that one day Christ will come and rule and reign on this earth and set all wrongs to be right. And for that reason, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Because in the end, God rules. So verse 5 repeats this refrain. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee.
神啊, 愿列邦称赞你, 愿万民都称赞你。
And here's the resolution.
这个最后是人的所加的决心。
With the praise of the people, which is allowed by God, comes the blessing of God.
因为神允许人赞美他, 跟着神也会赐福给人。
Verse 6 says, Then the earth shall yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us.
所以第六节说,
so there is coming a time of great blessing upon the people. And the blessing is contingent upon the people's response to God.
这个人所得到的福,
that during this time when Christ is ruling on the earth is yielding her increase. There's great physical blessing. And so as verse 7 says, God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. There is coming a day when Christ himself is going to rule on the earth. And there will be blessing for the people of God. But there is blessing to the people of God today. Let me say this, it may not be physical and visible here on this earth. It's not like that you follow God and that God gives you everything you ever dreamed about having, health, wealth, happiness, security. God might bless you that way. But God's blessing upon you also might be to allow you to suffer for his name.
但是神给你的祝福也可能是让你因着他的名而受罪。
But it's still cause to praise God.
但是仍然你要赞美神。
I remind you the story of Paul and Silas in prison.
那么我提醒你们，保罗在监狱里面跟所受的事。
Being beaten in the city of Philippi.
在腓立比他们被打。
For their faithful testimony for the name of Christ.
他们为了主耶稣的名所受的逼迫。
So as they're in prison, what do they do?
所以他们在监狱里面，他们做什么事？
Do they walk away from their faith?
他们有没有离弃他们的信心?
Do they walk away from the Lord who died for them?
他们有没有离弃为他们死的主?
Do they say, I'm sick and tired of getting beat up and thrown in jail?
他们说我们不愿意继续不断地被打而被关在监狱里面。
Not at all.
一点都没有。
When you find them in prison, having been beaten, they're singing.
当他们被打关在监狱里面的时候，
They're praising God.
仍然赞美神。
And God blesses them.
神就赞美祝福他们。
He blesses them with a Philippian church.
所以神借着腓立比的教会来祝福。
With a Philippian Roman jailer who turns to Christ and is converted.
那个时候在腓立比的罗马狱卒也离开了，也转向了神。
And we note that Paul and Silas are able to sing because of the righteousness that has been imbued on them by Christ. Let me ask you a question. When we sing these hymns this morning, and in a moment we'll be about to sing another one. Why are you singing?
你为什么唱?
Why are you here?
你为什么今天在这里?
Do you believe the words that are coming out of your mouth in singing and scripture reading?
你信不信你所唱的跟你所念的经节?
Are you truly praising God because of His way that you have come to learn about?
你是不是真的赞美神?
About the salvation that has been poured upon you by His Son. Or is church something you simply do on Sunday, going through the motions? Maybe you're here in order to spend time simply with other Chinese people. Maybe you're here to make contacts for your own personal business. And you're not really here for the praise and the worship of God. You need to turn to Christ. Your sins need to be forgiven. And you need to beg God to allow you to praise Him as you ought. Let's close here in a word of prayer. Father, we love your word. And we love that you have revealed yourself to us in a way that we can understand. We pray, Father, that this church would be a church that praises you truly. That we would be men and women who love your word, who love the gospel, and who live for the coming kingdom where your Son rules and reigns on this earth. Help us to follow after you and to be obedient. We pray in your Son's precious name. Amen.